Blog Talk Radio.
ELPN Radio. We doing it B.I.G. once again, baby. Y'all know y'all hear that pimp music, baby. I know y'all hear it. It should be all in your soul right now, baby. All in your soul. Big touch. You heard me?
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. Can't I must have 5,000 hours. Get a calculator. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your
Then I left there, and where did I go? Oh, and then I went to Highlands,
the kicker with Rick Ross. You know, hey, everybody know I'm from Miami, always repping 305. Got to show 305 love, man. And I'm just, like, blessed to be amongst and see my friends go from where we were to what they are to what we are. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at Rick Ross, baby. You know what I'm saying? Balling out of control. Got to shout out my nigga, Lil Zane, yo. You know what's funny, y'all? You know, you work, you get your name out here, you know, you hustle, and people start paying attention. And, you know, when Zane see you, man, and he show love like that, and he'd be like, what's up, Trey? And we rolling through the club, kicking it with Ricky Rose, baby. You can't tell me nothing, baby. I'm telling you, yo, it's large, baby. You know what I'm saying? Rolling with the big time, baby. I'm telling you, baby, it's rolling with the big time, no small time, baby. This is all big time stuff Trey Love is doing, baby. And I'm just so blessed. And I say again, because I know y'all been following me, man. I got a lot of people that's been with me, man. And I just want to tell y'all, if ain't no grind, ain't no shine. And I'm going to let everybody know, because this is sincere from the bottom of who I am as a man. I would not be who and what I am today without, first of all, putting God in his perspective place, which is first and foremost in my life. I can't speak for nobody else's life and nobody else or how what they're doing. But you know what? Trey puts God first, and that's why I continue to be blessed. And I'm human just like everybody else, y'all. I go through trials, tribulations, ups, downs. I mean, I'm not totally satisfied with things going on, but you know what? God knows where he is. I keep him there, and for some reason, y'all, and I'm not going to say for some reason, I know where my protection comes from. I'm going to make sure I put that energy out and let y'all know that. Keep that pushing. That's what happened Friday night. Now, last night, y'all, I had to give God his first, because if y'all would have been with me last night, Church Tabernacle, woo, y'all, I kicked it with Snoop Dogg last night, got a picture with Snoop Dogg, baby, got a picture, well, y'all already know that the bishop is my uncle, y'all seen that he's my pastor, you know what I'm saying, y'all seen from the video I put out there, you know what I'm saying, when he blessed me and ordained me, the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, as a famous player in the game, baby, Church, I know y'all seen it, baby, it was so good, y'all, Puffy was in the house, could you imagine, I know, like, see, some of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just like me. You know, you venture out and you say, hey, I got dreams, aspirations. I want to go to Hollywood. Y'all, I'm talking about building my name. Oh, yeah, I forgot to make sure. See, this is so many things happening. I'm shouting out. Y'all, I go in the club. I've already hosted events for Yo-Yo. You know what I'm saying? That's big up. And when I walk in the spot, my homegirl, Drama Gans, was there. She gave both of us love. I put on Facebook and I put out there that I felt colossal. And I'm going to let y'all know it does have a sheer sense of feeling of colossalness, of bigness, of huge, when you in your heart and Yo-Yo recognizes you and say, what's up, Trey? When Archbishop Don Magic Juan sees you and say, hey, what's up, Trey? You know what I'm saying? Could y'all imagine how that feel, man? I've been working. I've been grinding. And see, it's to a point that I'm making my face known to these celebrities, y'all. They seeing me more and more, and that's how I'm building, letting y'all know. Some of y'all know me from way back when I did BET back in 2002. Think about how many years. That was 8 years ago. What, you think I'm going anywhere? Y'all know me from college to a Swoops commercial. You know what I'm saying? CSI. Y'all see me, baby. I'm grinding. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, it don't matter what goes on or how things go. I got a whole bunch of stuff that's in the works and the cans right now, but I can't even talk about. But if it's one thing that's going to be consistent, and I promise this to my people, to my listeners, it's going to be EOTM Radio, baby. And Trey Love is going to make sure he keeps this show, because I'm going to tell you, it's not just about trying to build all this celebrity. I'm using my leverage and this opportunity, you know what I'm saying, this voice of mine to allow the people to be heard. Because see, what happens is a lot of us entertainers, you know, we get so up on our thing and we kind of forget about the people. But what I guarantee to the people is Trey Love is never going to do that. He's never going to be like that. And my radio show is going to be about entertainment, yes, but it's going to be about news, and it's going to be about you, the people that can call in, reach me, let's talk, and let's discuss some subjects. Okay, let me finish rounding out the weekend. The next thing, y'all, was I went to my cousin EJ. I got to holler out Eric Johnson, y'all, my cousin, his wonderful, lovely wife, Leah, our friends Ernest and April, got to shout them out. Yo, what's up to y'all? Man, we went out last night, man. Brian White was in the building. Y'all, check my Facebook page out, yo. Hey, check my Facebook page out, yo. Lewis Trey Love Smith, check me out. Y'all see my picture right there posted with Brian White, man, doing the dang thing. Y'all seen him in Stump the Yard. He was in, what's that movie, Twar 2, and just a slew of other stuff, man. I mean, the brother, man, big fan of his, man, and just impressed with him, impressed with what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, okay, I got to keep running. We got technical difficulties over here, y'all, but we're going to keep it running. You know what I'm saying? This is a real My Negro show. That's just how it operates. But anyway, like I was saying, you know, kicked it with Brian White. You know, my cousin EJ and his family, man, we just had such a blast, man. I mean, y'all, hey, we taking over, man. We taking over, and we ain't taking over one city at a time at this point, baby. We going state to state. You understand what I'm saying? We already did Miami, baby. I did Miami so good, you know what I'm saying? I'm love the Dirty South. You know, I done took over Chicago, got Chi-Town on love, on chill. You know what I'm saying? That's my place of birth as well, baby. Now, I'm kicking it, baby, kicking it live in Los Angeles, California, baby. And for those of you who know me, there's some people I know listening that's been around me for a minute. All right, Carla, I see you over there, Carla. I got you, Knight Rider. Trust me, me and Knight Rider, y'all, I'm going to just let y'all know, because since this is the kind of operation we're running, I'm going to let y'all know we're running it like you know what I'm saying, in-house. We doing the chat right now. I got Miss Knight Rider on the thing letting me know what's going on, so that way we can keep it pushing and cracking, because I got to bring y'all the best in entertainment. But like I said, you know, it's about the people to get these shout-outs, man, and to get the love from y'all. And every week it's starting to turn into, I mean, the reason why we had to kick it in 2 hours, y'all, because y'all keep calling in. So with all that being said, I need y'all to call in. I want y'all to wish me luck first and congratulate me, because I think I deserve congratulations after all this stuff I've been doing, goddammit. And then from there, we're going to go ahead and talk about this subject. Today's subject, y'all, I was talking about keeping Barack Obama in office, and that's something that we are definitely going to continue to do. We're always going to have our segments on keeping Barack Obama in office, but we still got to go on and keep it pushing and have a little fun and, you know, get subjects out. Today's subject, guys, if you have checked the Internet, make sure you follow EOTMradio.com. Like I said, Carla EOTM Simpson. If you haven't joined her yet, join her on Facebook. That's my boss. She'll make sure that I see you, little sister. It was a fun week. I'm finna bring you and Don in right now. But, yeah, everybody, where was I? Yeah, you can join her on Facebook if you haven't yet, because she'll keep you updated on what's going on. Oh, also, I got to shout my homegirl, Drama Ganza, out. Speaking of the week, since I had such a great week, I just want to tell y'all, Drama Ganza, I can't tell where we went, but check out what she did, though. She hit me. I always be joking about Drama reverse tipping me, man. She be like, Trey, look, I need you. And y'all got to, that's a lovely lady, too, man. Y'all got to check her music out. I post her stuff on my page from time to time. But check out Drama Ganza, man. She's the exception, one of the hottest female rappers in the game right now. She called me like, hey, Trey, look, I'm going to need you to be dressed by 10:30. Y'all, she took me somewhere. It was an event. I was like, they got food and drinks and people was talking. And like I said, I can't tell because it was some big-time stuff. But, hey, I got to give props to my homegirl for keeping me on the track, man, and we always doing big things together. I had to get that out, y'all, because I got to keep y'all informed on what the Playboy Comedy is doing, baby. I'm putting Gilroy all over the United States of America. But first and foremost, right here, laying it down in Hollywood, I'm starting to feel home, y'all. I mean, L.A. is feeling like home. It's getting familiar, getting recognized, and all that kind of stuff. All right, now, what I'm going to do is bring my first co-host to the stage. Woo! Let me go on and get started. Hold on. All right. This young lady right here, those photos, is sister of the Grammy nominated award.
Hey, I got my intro. What's up, y'all? Hello, everybody.
Don, how are you, baby? What's up with you, girlie?
I am doing wonderful over here, trying to keep it going, trying to keep up with you, man.
You got time listening. Hey, Don, let me tell you, imagine being me. Like, seriously, for two nights, two nights in a row, I did not get home. I swear, I didn't get home till four one night and five last night. And it's like I'm tripping because my days have turned into my rest. Like, I'm sleeping at day. And I'm sleeping during the day, and I'm up all night like a vampire or something. And it was good to see you the other night, babe.
Oh, it's always good to see you. I'm so mad I didn't get to hang last night. Shout out to your cousin E, which is my high school homie. So,
and you know,
out.
The irony of that story, Don, is he and I didn't even know we were related when we met. And I got to thank you for bringing my cousin and your high school buddy into my life. Ain't that something, y'all? Blood relatives, man.
That's right. You know, I only surround myself with good people, so, and that's good peeps. So it was meant to happen. It was meant for y'all to reunite.
And you know what? That's proof in the pudding, too, because every time I've hung with you, all your friends, the people that you hung with in high school, they all show love. Oh, and everybody was asking about you, too, last night. Like, where your shadow at? Where your manager? Where John at? I'm like, check y'all. They was looking for you. But I just want to say this and get this out the way before I bring my other co-host on. I want you to know, Don, that I really enjoy having you as my manager very much. and I'm grateful to you for everything that you do for me. And in order to solidify what we're doing and make it stronger than what it is, I'm going to have to go ahead and marry your sister so that I could see.
No.
What? I'm going to do that for you. No, I know I have to. See, I can't. See, the way I look at things is like this here. I need to go ahead and marry Yo-Yo because what that would do for all of us, it would just make the family better. You understand what I'm saying? We all need to come together. So I'm planning on it. I'm getting some things together. What?
No, she's listening, too. Just FYI, she is listening.
Oh, she's listening. Hey, fiance. I don't even care. That's my fiance. I don't, what you saying like that? Like what? Like I'm supposed to, like what? I'm supposed to park out? You're allowed to know I'm in love with her. What? I'm wrong about mine. And you know what? It's good that she's listening because see, the subject we're going to be discussing today is women that make more money than their men and why their men cheat. And I want her to know since she's listening, baby. I would never, ever. I wouldn't cheat. I wouldn't even see no other woman. I would be all hers. All right. With that being said, I gotta bring. Oh, I gotta bring this next young lady to the forefront of the Trey Love Show. It's going down today. Is everybody ready? All the way from my mom's womb, and my daddy's
please, no photos.
My flesh and blood DNA, baby. The female Trey Love, Jay Love, man. What's up, Jay? Jay, you know what? Jay, ever since I made it up, I can't get enough of it because it's true, Jay. I mean, you got to think, baby. You know what? You shared everything with me. You shared the womb. We shared the womb, baby. You know, that's why we look so much alike. You know, we come from the same, you know. What was your time like in there? Because I enjoyed being inside, Mama. Did you? I had a good time being here. Hey, Mama fine too now. And you know, Dad old sugar sweet pimp. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell him nothing. So we also share his His loins, you know, Dad, you know, we love our father.
Yeah,
we got a shout out. We got a shout out C Love, y'all. Like, we got a very handsome young brother of mine that we love. He's gonna be doing music with me. Jay, he's already on deck. He wanna get in the studio. He like, man, I see you got. Hey, I'm gonna do a clip for you, Jay. Here you go, man. I see you shining out there, big bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get down with you now, boy. I see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And see, I'm starting to see that these women, man, they love that southern swag. Well, I'm telling you, man, everywhere I go, they be like, man, you a rapper or something? You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, I'm Trey Love, little brother. You know what I'm saying? Jay, do I got him down? Hello.
No, you're not even exaggerating.
Right. See, they don't even know. Like, I did that on another show. They don't even know. That's how Clay talk. Clay be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, cause, hey, I'm going to tell everybody something, too. Hey, there's certain things I can tell y'all, but certain things I can't. I got some really major, major stuff going on, so I have to be mindful of things I'm doing. But, y'all, the nude photo shoot, because I promised it to my ladies, because I promised it to my audience, I'm still going to do the shoot. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm making some major moves, and I was advised not to put that out there because of where I'm going with my career. And, you know, like I said, I can't tell everything. But because of the close knit of y'all ladies that I really love, that I feel like y'all need to see me naked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just for y'all. It's personal. It's friendship, you know? You know what I'm saying?
That's
because I love y'all. Nothing personal. But, Jay, I mean, you know, I'm blessed. So I have to, and you're my sister, so you have no, you ain't got no business worrying about this. But, you know, between Don and for the rest of y'all, I'm letting you know, you know, I've said this before, like the rest of y'all, I'm going to let y'all see it. But since my fiance is listening, she needs to know. Not only can Yo-Yo get it, but she can have it. Not only can she get it, but she can have it. And I'm telling you, I will put it on lockdown. I'll be Yo-Yo, baby. I'm like, what you talking about? Excuse me? You know who my woman is? Please. Y'all don't believe I'd be faithful. Don, don't you know I'd be faithful to my baby? Don, would I be faithful? What you think?
I plead the fifth.
What was the freaking about, dude? She busts out. All right. Hey, listen, I heard we got a lot of callers in queue, baby. The Trey Love Show is popping as usual. But before we can ask Jay to call from another number. Jay, can you call from another number, baby? Can you hang up and call from another number? Because I think you're giving us some feedback, honey. Yeah, you got me on speaker?
No.
Well, try to call from another number. Yeah, call from another number, baby. Call right back in. All right, everybody. We're going to go on and keep the Trey Love Show going. We got my sister online. But before we, what we're going to do now, because we got some callers in queue, but before we go to callers, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and do a quick EOTM commercial. I got to shout EOTM out, baby, because they give me the opportunity to talk all this ish on the radio to y'all. So, with that being said, I want my homegirl, Miss Knight Rider, to go on and get the EOTM commercial ready, and we're going to go into commercial, people. And once we come back from commercial, we're going to have Don Breaker Don Whitaker, and hopefully my sister J Love Smith is back. And then from there, we're going to go ahead and discuss this topic, y'all, the topic we chose for today. Why is it that men cheat on women that make more money than them? That's something I can't understand, because I'd be happy. Like, baby, go on and get that check. Just give me some money. All right, go on and take it to commercial, Knight Rider.
The hottest net station in the nation. It's out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and stay in tune. EOTM Radio is the hottest net show. All the others move over for EOTM. BJ, say to say, Shante, Grandma G, Run Anthony, Diva Q, DJ, MI sub T, do what it do. EOTM Radio is the hottest net show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Trey Love Show. Yo, we're going to go on and jump right into the subject. But before we do, I got to give a shout-out and make sure you all know that you we're going to be doing a lot of different things with the Trey Love Show. I have pastors that are going to be calling in to give you all prayer and different things like that. I got an attorney who's a great friend of mine, who's actually my entertainment lawyer, and we're going to be offering attorney services and, like, you know, kind of your quick little minute with the lawyer. You know, you guys can call in and get some advice for legal issues and stuff like that. So I'm going to tell you something. Black people, we need to realize the power we need in lawyers with lawyers. And also, let's support, like, you know, not I don't know what number. Jay, what number are you calling from? But I don't know what number. Dang, I'm thinking about that. I don't know what issues, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us deal with. You know, I know a lot of us deal with different issues, but I think that as black people, certain things we need to start taking advantage of, and we need to start taking advantage of our own people, not to be against no other race, because I love all people. I love all genres of people. But, hey, I'm black, and that's just, it is what it is. So I'm trying to support black businesses, you know, to uplift us, because everyone else is doing the thing. So when you can find a decent black attorney, you guys should support. So Atiria Clark, look her up on Facebook. She's a friend of mine. And she's going to be giving different seminars and things like that in the L.A. area. Also, I have a trainer for some of you have been paying attention, TK Frazier to Kwase Frazier. Join her on Facebook, too. She's the one who got me so fine. I know y'all been looking at my pictures, ladies. That's why I wanted to get naked, because, I mean, she had me fasting and, like, running up Runyon Canyon and all kind of stuff. So I'm so fine. I just want to show everything. Y'all know for every 10 pounds, you gain an extra inch of love, man love. So I'm so blessed already. And then, like, growing some more, let's get back to the subject at hand. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that men cheat on their loved ones when the women make more money than them? I want to first go ahead and let my co-host, Don Whitaker, go ahead and tag that. Don, what's up with you, baby? Talk to the people. Is she there?
I'm over here listening. I'm just listening to you. Get it going, get it going. You know you got to set the stage right for us.
You know it. You know it. So why do you think that men would cheat on a woman that makes more money than them?
Ooh, this is going to be such a great subject. Wow, it could be so many things. First of all, most of the time they don't even have a reason when they cheat. They just cheat.
That's true. That's true.
But, I mean, you know, but they do, a lot of them do for that reason. I think because I don't know if they get intimidated by us. I mean, they want that strong woman. Don't get me wrong. A lot of men want that strong woman, independent woman. At the same time, they don't. So it's like almost when you're living in the same household or if you're together or married or whatever, when the woman is making more money, they just seem to, I mean, it's, they make it seem like it's fine, but then they go out and they venture out maybe to go deal with women that don't and that are less dependent. So those women can depend on them. So it's kind of like it's up and down because a lot of times they might not cheat for that reason. They just might be cheating just because, you know, some men get bored. Some men just have a problem with doing that, you know, and just in general too with cheating, period. So I don't want to keep phrasing like just the men do it because, of course, it's both ways, but since the subject is the man today. A lot of them just, I think it's insecurities. You know, they do want that strong black woman, but then again, they don't. You know, it's like a front. So it's kind of up and down.
Okay, we got some callers. Knight Rider, who we got on the line that want to go ahead and jump in and get a piece of this subject real quick? Caller number one, go ahead. What's your name? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your opinion on this subject. Caller, you on the line? Knight Rider, we got a caller?
Okay, let me see. We don't have a caller right this minute.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the lines was holding.
Check your instant message.
Okay, I'm right here on the instant message. Okay, well, you calling in, right? Talking to more people that's right here with me. All right, so we're going to keep chopping it up about it. Like, the way I feel about it, Don, is I'm going to tell you straight up, like, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion and my opinion only, I can't say that to be true. I could say, like, depends on how the man was raised, you know what I'm saying? Like, what his upbringing was, like, his visualization of women and the woman in particular. Like, how do you like, my thing is, how do you, what brings that? You know what I'm saying? Because, see, it's always about men cheating anyway, and this isn't a racial issue, isn't a black or white issue. You know, we usually talk about different issues as far as, like, it's always a black man doing something, but, you know, white men are just as guilty. I mean, people kill me, like, white men aren't on child support. Like, white men aren't, you know what I'm saying, doing the things that, that the same thing that, you know, us as blacks are accused of. I got a message here from Clean Music. Clean says, temptation is our worst enemy, and we have to fight it not to cheat. That's Clean Music, y'all. You know Clean. That's actually a friend of yours, Don. And I appreciate that statement, Clean. Yo, so, hey, if y'all can't get in on the lines, just to tell you, my Trey lovers, my listeners, I'm right here live on Facebook, too, and I just got that message from Clean. So the way I'm going to communicate is I'm going to communicate with you. If you don't want your voice to be heard and you want me to read out what you're saying right here live on Facebook, hit me, Lewis Trey Love Smith, and I will say your statement, whatever you type in, to ensure that you are heard. So Clean Music, y'all look him up on Facebook, too. He's a supporter of mine. He always supported all my shows back when I was with the other radio station and the other TV station. He supported, and he's also a close friend of the Whitaker family. So we got to shout love out to him. Let's see here. I think y'all are homers in queue. EOTM, Knight Rider, check and see, because Yalahoma just said right here on the line that she's in queue. And also, I know my attorney, Tyria Clark, is in queue too. So stay with me, Knight Rider, and let me know if you
okay.
can get them on so that they
okay,
can be heard.
Cool. And really quickly, yeah, I did. I actually unmuted Yahaloma. So I don't know if there's any technical interference, but Yahaloma, you are live.
Wonderful.
Go ahead, Yahaloma. How you doing, first of all?
What's up, Trey?
I miss you, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing.
You
know
how
I do. I just do.
Absolutely. Let me just give a background of this, me and this lady's history. I got to tell Break It Down about it. Break It Down, back in March of 2010, I had the pleasure of hosting a gala for my EOTM boss and the family. We did, what was that? That was the ladies. What was that we did, Carla? It was the, remind me.
Celebrating
the
queens in
queens
our
in
community.
Too, yes.
Yeah, no, celebrating the queens in our communities.
That's it.
And, you know, go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just want to say that that was a wonderful event. I had the pleasure, family, of hosting that, and that's why I also had the honor of meeting this wonderful artist, Miss Yalahoma. Yalahoma, I'm sorry. And you see, hey, Yaya, you see I'm saying the name right, right?
Just say Yaya, Trey. Just say Yaya.
Yaya?
Yaya.
I like what you did there. Okay, Trey. You know, just Yaya. But I want to just give a backdrop. She's a singer, everybody. She posts her music. I post her music on my Facebook from time to time. Y'all see, hey, this is Trey Love going to support his people. You know what I'm saying? But she's a wonderful young lady, a beautiful artist with a beautiful, eclectic sound, and you will enjoy her music. Before you even give your opinion, Yaya, this is what I want you to do. Give the people the information where they can go to download your music. And then once you do that, sweetheart, I really would like for you to discuss the subject at hand, is why men cheat on women that make more money. So go ahead and give your information first, and then from there, go ahead and talk about the subject.
It's simple. It's just yahaloma.com. That's it. It's yahaloma.com. You can go there, go to my links page, and click on any link you want. We can be my friend on Facebook, Twitter. I got iTunes, CD Baby. I'm all over the place. Just yahaloma.com. That's it. And
she ain't like me, y'all. You
gotta... I'm also on EOTM as a artist. So they can book me from my girl Carla. I love her so much. You know how it is.
We all love Carla, baby.
Yeah, but this whole subject of the man cheating on the woman, it's like this. For a lot of men, it's about two different things. One is security and getting that check. The other is love. And this is how I feel. If you have that money but you ain't getting the love, you're going to find the love somewhere else. It really isn't about the money. Because men, they think inwardly. Women think outwardly. So when you have a man that's thinking inwardly and you're not there for him, psychologically, he's going to go somewhere else and find it. Now, he'll keep getting the check. That's just the way it is. You know, now, some men can handle it and some women can handle it. And they have a great relationship. But that ain't always the truth, and that's how I see it.
Okay. Well, callers, if you want to talk, say your name. Because I'm seeing that it's a lot of you guys in queue. Again, I thank you. And if you don't want to talk, that's fine. People, the fact that you're just on the lines and my numbers are like this is what I need. But I really would like to hear from you because, like I said, my show and what I'm trying to do is a movement for the people. I mean, I have my opinions, and I think that I'm a very intelligent person. And I do want to say this. The opinions expressed on the EOTM Trey Love radio show are not that of EOTM or really Trey Love. This is just a radio show for entertainment purposes only. So don't be harassing me and EOTM about all the ish I'm talking, okay? With that being said, if there's anyone that wants to talk, say your name, but I want to go ahead and jump on what you said, y'all. It's being a man myself and dealing with different types of women. I mean, I've dated, let me see something. I'm trying to type to my program director, Knight Rider, and talk to y'all at the same time. Let me see, get with when it comes to dealing with, you know, all types of women, I've dated lawyers, doctors, bankers, accountants. I've dated all types, every genre of women, entertainment women, women actresses. I've dated models. I've dated, I'm sorry, y'all. I just got a flashback thinking about all them women that I've had. Man, I'm just saying, I'm like, dang. Hey, y'all, believe it or not, my sister can attest, if she was on the line, to tell you, I've even dated a female police officer. I do not play with these women, man. I do. And I date the kind of women that dudes wish they could date. Like, just like, I don't kiss and tell. That's one thing I don't do. But let's just say I've dated a nice variety of beautiful women. And I'm going to be real with you. Some of y'all don't try. I date in the hood, too. I ain't going to lie. Like some of the girls pull a gun on you. You know, where you going? Oh, baby, nowhere. You know, and then you leave her forever. But my thing is, when a woman makes more money than you as a man, to me, it's not intimidating. I mean, I wish I had a guy to call in on the line and kind of talk with me on this because, like, realistically, Clean, I know you're listening, bro. Give me something to kind of talk to the people because, I mean, what's your opinion? I know you said that it's hard not to cheat, but my thing, and Jade, I see you on the Facebook, so go ahead and chat with me on there, too, and give your opinions. I'll read that off. See, y'all, we interactive, baby. We're going to make the show happen regardless, but like I said, my thing is, why cheat when you got something good? And you know, y'all, some dudes do get caught up in the, oh, she's doing this, and, you know, you got to, cater to their ego. But see, ladies, it don't matter to me. You can make all that money. Trust me, I'm a cook, I'm a clean, I'm a iron, I'm going to rub your feet, I'm going to put this thing on you real, real good, and I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. I don't give a damn. I'm going to make you a woman. That's what Trey going to do. All right, y'all, how you feel about that?
It's like this. Even if the person is there for you, it doesn't really. Okay, if you have a man that's there like that, the emotional stability should be there too. But I think it's more emotional because men kind of put up this hard front, and yes, they should be the head of the household. But at the same time, they have a soft spot too. And if the woman, no matter how much money she's making, doesn't fulfill the soft spot and the need of the man, it ain't gonna work.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you why I got to jump in and agree with that because men try, a lot of brothers try to front. You know, we got this, you know, this whole image of being so hard. But it's one thing. That's why I put certain things on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And like, I have a nice female following that like the fact that I'm man enough to admit that I hurt, that I'm sensitive. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cancer man, so I can't help myself. But my thing is, dudes, and I'm gonna say this to the fellas: be real with yourself, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Be in touch with who you are and be in touch with what's going on with you, you know? I personally, and I think that's what lets me be able to be man enough. See, sometimes brothers don't know when to be soft. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're supposed to be head of the household and be that. And I don't care if I'm dating a woman that makes $9,000,000. It don't even matter to me because she's still going to treat me like a man because I'm going to treat her like a lady, regardless.
There you go.
Church.
There you go.
Tabernacle, shut. Okay. Because she's going to be treated like a woman. And I'll be damned if she ain't going to treat me like I'm, because I ain't no chopped liver. I am fine. Do you hear me? No,
that's
I'm just.
That's
hey, y'all got to forgive me. Sometimes I just be gone with it. I heard we got a Mr. Keys on the line. Mr. Keys, where you at, baby boy? Talk to the people.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up, Mr. Keys? What's happening?
Yo, I'm calling from Detroit, yo. And Yo, I'm in full agreement because the one thing, and I said this on my show a couple of days ago, the one thing about women, and y'all might have to extend another 30 minutes after I say this, the one thing about women, they play too many, they have too many rules they have men for follow, you know what I mean? They'll have like 10 rules, and by the time you or me accomplish rule number 8, the next day is 10 new rules. So women ain't never satisfied of what you really want out of a, you know, they're not really ever satisfied because they always switching it up on people. You know what I mean? That's just how they do it. You know, and it's like, okay, and the thing is they just can never, ever, ever just blame. They always say they want a sensitive man. They want a God-fearing man. Or this kind of man, but once they get them, they call him a punk and a sissy. You know what I mean? So it's like they never happy. And then they always go to that man-hating third-wheel girlfriend who really wants your man. You know, it ain't no satisfying. So women make it extremely easy for men to cheat. Just don't do it. You know what I mean? Because you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got all this other stuff going on out here. You know what I mean? You're going to get caught. And I live in Detroit. I mean, I'm from Buffalo, but I live in Detroit for the last 9 years. And women in Detroit, they stab niggas up here. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to get stabbed.
Hey, hold on, everybody. Hold on. Let me take a show. Hold on. Hey, look, you got pussies on the line. Hold on. Hold on, let me take control of the show, y'all. I gotta say straight up to my brother, Mr. Keys, before we even let anybody talk. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you calling all the way from Detroit, man. We need that. The women need to know what's going on. They need to know how brothers really feel, and I must agree with what you said. Because you know what? It's a young lady, and I don't know if she's listening and really don't care because, you know, I love her ass. But I was in love with this goddamn girl, right? I'm going to keep it real with the family. I was in love with this mother, right? And I did everything I could to take care of this woman, cook for this woman, clean for this woman. I took care of this woman. You understand what I'm saying? For her to not be able to deal with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, good love to this woman. Too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in her, out of her mouth, it's the best loving she say she ever had. But then she can't deal with me. Said I was, the woman actually told me, I promised to the family. She said, Trey, you are too good to me.
Yo, I'm just the thing is, it, don't get it twisted. I love my sisters. You know what I mean? I don't like no Christmas snow, and I don't like no skinny woman. But the thing is, I like my woman full figured and thick, like my Popeye's chicken. You know what I mean? But the thing is.
Mr. Keys, I want you to stay on the line, man, because I love what you're doing and I appreciate you and I need your input. I hear some of these women, you done got them hot, Mr. Keys, so I'll let you ride a little bit.
I ain't going nowhere. Lord, you come on my show on Wednesday. Just come on my show on Wednesday and we'll talk about this.
And that's
for
a
real,
guarantee
though.
And a bet, y'all. Mr. Keys, you know what? Before we even go to let somebody talk, Mr. Keys, I want you to go ahead and put out on the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. Let everybody know where they can reach you. And, y'all, I'm going to be on his show on Wednesday. So go ahead and give the information out.
Your one stop shop for great R&B and soul, check out Me, Me, and Moni in the Morning every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here in Detroit on WLUV Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/WLUV-radio. Check me out. Me and my homegirl Michelle, we hold it down. Detroit just making it live here. You know what I mean? So, hey, check us out on just go to Blog Talk Radio and just go to WLUV. We love WLUV Radio. Make it happen.
Mr. Keys, just come on. Calling on your show.
You got that too? Hey, you know my sister Dawn. So she going to call in too. Okay, what I want to know is who was back there while Mr. Keys was talking. I don't know if that was my sister Jade. I know she on the line, but I don't know if that was Dawn either. Which one of y'all ladies was trying to jump in all over him? Y'all rolled out from under the car on him. Who had which one of y'all up?
Keep it safe.
Right. Go ahead, ladies. Which one of y'all wanted to jump in and say something?
I need her to set the stage. If Jade is on the line, I need my girl. She got to speak.
Yeah, we can hear you, Jade, and you sound much better.
I'm a knucklehead. Oh, you're welcome.
I know you. You rebellious. Go ahead, Jade. Just say what you got to say. That's my foot.
No,
y'all.
I'm
the female trailer.
I'm always for personal responsibility, you know, and when it comes down to it, I don't know where we are in the conversation. I heard something about head of the household and things like that. You know, it really just comes down to maybe we're just picking the wrong people. At the end of the day, we could just be really picking the wrong people.
I got something on that right there, but I'm going to let you finish. I hate the whole thing.
Because, I mean, not all women are bad and not all men are bad. And you can't judge, a woman, okay, black female attorneys are notorious for being, you know, terrible in relationships. But that doesn't mean every black female attorney is horrible in relationships. So it just kind of comes down to personal responsibility. You know, who are you picking to be with at the end of the day?
Jade, you know what I got to say to you, and I ain't just saying this because we came from the same womb, but you kind of smart, little girl. I got to give it to you. You kind of smart. I ain't going to lie. You know how you listen to your little sister? Y'all, I used to change her pamper. You know what I'm saying? This is a little baby. That's like you. I'm serious, Jade. You are my baby, and I'm listening to you making sense. Mama, rest in peace. You will be proud. Your little girl is smart. Jade was like, you're picking the wrong people. Jade, so let me ask you this. Before we even let anybody talk, you my sister, I want to say something. Do you think that is why you and I both are single, because we won't settle? Now, we're brother and sister. I have been married, unfortunately, and divorced, have two beautiful, gorgeous, of the most beautiful children that you ever want to meet. And I just want to say they are Gilroy, and they got Girlroy, and they're going to be taking over the next generation because I made some fine babies. I just want y'all to know they almost fine as their daddy. They're going to get there one day. But what? What are you calling Jesus? I'm right here. Anyway, like I was
saying.
Why you say, oh, Jesus? But I just want to say straight up, we are single, and even Clayton is really yet to be married. Why do you think that, because what you said, I think, Jay, that the way we were raised and what we went through growing up, we just have an issue with settling. How do you feel about that? Especially what we went through with mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to put our personal business out there, but just saying to the people, do you think that what we saw growing up affects how we deal with relationships?
Well, I'm going to put it out there like this. 80% of Americans grew up in dysfunction. So we are not the only people that grew up in dysfunction, period, point blank. With that being said, like I said, another person's personal responsibility. You do have to, like myself, when I got out of a long three-year relationship, I kind of had to take a step back and take personal responsibility for what happened in my relationship. I didn't, he cheated. Yeah, he treated me bad or whatever. But at the same time, it's like I had to think about, like, well, what is it about me that attracted him to me? What is it about me that, you know, brings about these different people? And the thing that I began to realize was I hadn't broadened my social network yet. I just hadn't lived yet. Ooh. I was young and just in college, you know. So it comes down to a lot of these people, okay, they make it. You know, these women, they make it. And it's nothing wrong with that, having your success, being that attorney, being that politician or whatever. But then it's you kind of, I hate to say it, you know, it's not selling out, but you do kind of have to break away from, when I was a child, I stayed as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. You have to grow into your success. And some people have it, and they'll be unequally yoked. So they'll mess around.
Man, hold on. You know what? Go on and hush, because you're going to call your daddy tonight.
I'm not beating up on dogging any side. All I'm saying is sometimes you just really have to take a step back and look at what you're doing. You know,
I
want
to say this to the family.
We
get ready to go to song. Before we go to song, I gotta get some words in from my other co-host, Miss Breaker Dawn. But what I want to do say is, Jade, I'm elated that we're related because, baby, you're smart, and I like that. I love it. It's something, and you know, I'm just listening to Mama's memory manifest because I'm hearing you talk, and you're just making sense. And I like when people make sense. You know, we went through a lot. People went through a lot, and I'm always putting stuff out there about being successful. I could sit, Jade, you know yourself. You're my sister. I could sit 24 hours, 7 days a week and say, oh, this happened to me. Oh, that happened to me. Oh,
anybody
this happened
could.
To me. Oh, that happened to me. But you know what Trey Love do? Trey Love get up every single day with a smile on my face. I grab my penis and my nuts and I go to the bathroom and I eliminate my services from the night before. I take me a bath, I drink some coffee, I eat me some oatmeal, and I get ready to handle this MFing world every single day. Because what I promise to the world, to my kids, to this life that I'm living, it ain't nothing going to stop me but the Creator himself. Now, when the Creator make a decision to put brakes on me, I'm done. But until then, I can assure you, if I got anything to do with it, and for those of you who know anything about me, baby, I'm going for the touchdown. I'm going for the slam dunk. I'm going for the three-pointer. I'm going for the home run. And I'm going for the knockout every time I step up to the plate. Shush. Now, Don, I want you to go ahead and jump in and say something on this subject. Give me about 1 minute. And then from there, we're going to go into a special song by a special lady because we're having a good time today again on the Trey Love Show. Donnie Poole, where you at, baby? Go on and talk to the people for a minute.
I'm right here. Okay. You know, it's so crazy because men do label us as saying we always have rules, but that's why our foundation is so strong in the women, and that's why the women are usually the head of the household, not as far as sometimes with the money-wise, but just as far as running the household and keeping it going and making sure the kids and everything is set and we teach them everything because we are. So a lot of women don't have rules all the time, and I think men are used to that. So they don't even give some of these sisters a chance because they're so busy saying, oh, she's going to be rough and have rules and we have to do this. And it's not necessarily all the time. Sometimes men get these good women and still don't know what to do with them. You get good women that don't argue with you or whatever the case is, and they still go out and do whatever they want to do. So it's kind of like, you can't blame it on that all the time because that seems to be the number one blame is that our attitude and everything like that. And I know plenty of beautiful black sisters that don't have attitudes, that are taking care of business, that are running their household, and is doing a very good job at it. And sometimes the men just, you know,
They don't even accept that. So it's like sometimes we can't win from losing.
Okay, ladies. Okay, ladies.
Yeah,
we're going to go
that.
Ahead and
I
take it. Ladies, ladies, slow up. Slow up, ladies. We're about to take a song break. But before we go into the song, I want to say this and get this off the rail real quick, and we're going right into a song. I'm going to introduce a song. But, Don, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it. I strongly disagree. I am a black man, and I love y'all black women, and I will not turn against y'all. But if you want to sit here on this phone, on this radio, on EOTM,
yes.
on the Trey Love Show, and sit here and say that women, that y'all sisters be doing this, that, and don't have attitudes and talk back, I want you to,
I,
you know what, I'm going to give you time. Because I promise, baby, y'all would have been out there doing the thing, but don't worry, 18 is a couple of years from now. Ladies and gentlemen, before we even begin to try to do anything else on the Trey Love Radio Show, I need everybody to be quiet. Oh, yes. I need a moment of silence right now because there is a very, very, very special Grammy-nominated gorgeous. You understand what I'm saying? You've seen this lady everywhere. You've seen this lady on Martin. You've seen this woman when she was in the flick. What's the name of that flick? Minister Society. She just been everywhere. We was watching it the other day. I've seen her in all kind of movies. I don't even want to talk about because I don't even know if she want her business out there. But I'm going to tell you right now, the greatest female rapper of all time, my fiance, y'all, Grammy-nominated gorgeous, welcome to the Trey Love Show. You can never play with my yo-yo. Welcome to the show, baby.
What's up, Trey?
How you doing, sweetheart? What's up, Trey?
I'm cracking up. I'm loving the topic. I'm loving the topic, and I'm cracking up.
You're having a good time.
I'm having a wonderful time. How are you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful. I'm blessed. I'm really, like, excited. You know, yo-yo, you know every time I see you, like, I be trying, like, not to be, like, 5 years old, right? You know that, right? Did I tell you? You know what? I want to tell a story. I got to tell the family a story about when I first met you many, many moons ago. I don't want to say how long ago it was, but I'm going to say it was when you first dropped your single, You Can't Play With My Yo-Yo, the video was out. I was a little kid and everything, and I was watching TV. And baby, them eyes of yours, ooh, we going to have some pretty puppies when we get together and be friends. But anyway, like I was saying, I was watching your video, and I was through. You came to Miami, and you did the Arabian Nights Festival. And I think Don was with you at the time, and I ran backstage. Matter of fact, my partner Heavy's on the line. He was with me that day. We always talk about that day because being able to meet you and being in your presence is just like, it's like touching what I watched on TV, sweetheart. You are just an amazing woman, beautiful lady, and you walk backstage, and when you were coming down the stairs on your way to your limo, I was going to reach out and touch you, right? And the bodyguard said, you reach your arm out here, I'm going to break it. And I said, touch me, yo-yo. You didn't look my way because you would have seen me and thought I was fine. I ain't lying. I was 13. You didn't look my way, but you know what you did that I appreciate and I remember. I was fine. You would have wanted me. Anyway, but what you did do, you reached out and you actually touched my hand. And I looked at my hand. My boy will tell you, he's on the line. Have you tell you, I got a witness. When you touch my hand, yo-yo, I promise, I looked at him, I said, I ain't never washing my hand again.
You fainted. You fainted. Tell them all, you fainted.
Yeah, for real, they was there. What's going on? You were there, we did local. Go ahead.
No, I called in to jump in on the topic. How about that?
Well, come on, get you some. That's what it's good for.
Now you asked the question, why is it that men cheat on their successful, what? How did it go?
Well, women, not successful, but women that make more money than them. Like, say, I'm going to give you an example, right? Stedman and Oprah. Okay.
Right.
Generally, it would be thought that Stedman would cheat on Oprah. But, see, Stedman's not cheating on. See, Stedman is smart, like, per se, a Trey Love getting with the yo-yo. You understand what I'm saying? Trey Love is smart enough to take his Stedman position and say, hey, look, I got the greatest thing on the planet right now, so I'm not doing nothing. You know, Stedman ain't got no Facebook.
Don't all men cheat.
Oh, why you got to say that? That's how you feel?
No, I'm asking a question. You're a man. I said, don't all men cheat?
No, all men don't cheat.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think that men that are...
Why my friends in here laughing at me? No, this is yo-yo. All men do not cheat. I'm not going to sit here and defend it. No, we do not.
Well, I think that a man that cheats doesn't have a great relationship with his other half. I think that he's not sure of himself yet. I don't think you know exactly who he is in life, and it's going to take a lot more than just a relationship. I think some men is just still searching, and it doesn't matter. I mean, look at Halle Berry and Eric Benet.
You know what? Another friend of mine was talking about that, the Halle Berry, Eric Benet thing, and I have to agree with that. I mean, I don't think a man that's cheating on his woman is sure of himself, and I mean, something that... You know, I know I give an image of being
I think that all men cheat. That's why I said you have to have a relationship with your partner. I mean, because when, you know, forever, I mean, sometimes you're going to have an understanding, you know. And I think the best part of relationships is an understanding. And a lot of people don't have that understanding. with the person, and I don't know if it's necessarily cheating all the time, but when a person is don't feel like they have any leeway, or if the person is more successful financially, then, you know, it's really hard. But the only way the man can feel like a man sometimes is to probably cheat.
Wow.
To say,
okay,
hey, listen,
I
got
you,
her bro. And her, and I ain't scared of her. She got all the money, and look, I'm out with you, honey.
I want to ask you something, Devonda. Since you brought that up, that's actually, it makes a lot of sense. And coming from you, I mean, a hip-hop icon, you know what I mean? And being in your position, what has been... on your dating personally, have men been somewhat intimidated by you? I mean, kind of give us some feedback on what you've dealt with over the years, being Yo-Yo and being a beautiful black woman and dating. Like, how has I mean, dating celebrities, dating guys that aren't celebrities? How have you? What's been your experience dating and being in your position?
They all love me. I still talk to them.
Oh yes.
I'm just joking.
Oh. Oh, why did you say that like that? Don't,
we're still friends.
Don't do that to me.
We're all still friends.
Oh.
No problem.
Oh, no.
I mean,
oh,
you know, I'm really pretty much anybody I've dated. I've never ended on a bad note, I don't think. I mean, they, you know. I think that all men have a way. I think that now that I'm getting older, I have an understanding, not for men cheating, but not to, you know, for me not to try to control the relationship. I think sometimes, I don't know, if, you know, they say it's the Leo thing, but I don't know if it's just me trying to think I have to hold on to everything, but probably trying to control the situation. A woman can't control a man. And so I think maybe, if I could do last relationships over, you know, I wouldn't
right.
have been so much so controlling, I would say. Trying to control the man, let back and let a man be a man. Because I think it's still a cat and mouse chase, and when the woman starts chasing the man or trying to control the man, then it becomes the mouse chasing the cat, and it doesn't work like that. I don't think. I mean, the man is not attracted the way, you know, you have to keep him. I mean, I think it's like love is a game. We've been saying that since we were little. Love is a game, and you just have to play it right. You have to stay in it, keep them wanting you, I guess, you know, and try to, you know, maneuver your way the best way you can to try and please them but not smother them. I mean, you know, you need your girl time. You and your girls got to do, you know, I always tell my girls, even my sister that's married, I always tell her, hey, listen, I know, but you have to do you sometimes. Don't forget to go, still go to the gym. He love me. He going to love me like this. He going to love me. I go to the gym. I do this. It don't matter. We don't have that kind of relationship. He going to love me any way I am, any way I get. If I get fat, he's still going to love me. I said, okay, but you want to make sure that you keep yourself in shape. Of course, he's going to love you, but he might cheat on you. And you just want to make it, it always be a game to always wanting to say, what you getting so fine for? I'm getting staying fine for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey,
and I think,
yeah.
So I think that probably works better. I mean, nobody knows the key to keeping a man, to having a man to yourself, because all of my mothers, all of my aunties, all of my sisters, all of my cousins, all of the women that I know has a man to have had a man that has cheated on them. And there is no one simple way of getting around it. I don't think that I know. I mean, you know, not yet. I mean, you might know something different, Trey, because you said that all men don't cheat.
You know what? I'm going to be totally honest with you. And when I say that, I want to say this, and this is sincere. This is coming from who I am as a man, and I'm going to just keep it 100% real with you. I know that the Trey Love image is very player. I want to say this, and first of all, Yo-Yo, I can't thank you enough for calling into my show like right now. This is kind of emotional for me because, no joke, I am truly in love with you, and I want you to really understand that. Like, like I'm not even joking. Like, it ain't even a childhood crush no more. I'm grown now, baby. No, I remember that song. I'm a man now, baby. I'm grown, baby. But no, what I seriously want to say is, though, honestly, and this is coming from the sincerity of who I am. Yes, I do give off a very much player image of Mac. I'm in the entertainment business. I'm a comic. You know, I'm not going to front and act as if I haven't, you know, enjoyed, you know, within my life, you know what I'm saying, the groupies and, you know, girls and things that come with the territory. I've had a plethora of fun, and I've really enjoyed myself. But if and when, and I mean this from a very sincere place, One thing I am is honest. If and when the time comes, a woman I know has really got my back, she don't have to worry about me in no way, shape, or form, because my love is going to be sincere. I'm going to be there. I mean, I would never abandon someone that's good to me. You know what I mean? And playing music puts something
up. You
got to
say that on one
knee,
Trey. Say that on one knee. Get down on one knee right now.
You know what? Carly, can you get me some weird music? Carly, can you get me some weird music so I can go on and do this live on the Trey Love show? Hold on. Hey, Don, listen. I'm tired of this, baby. I'm tired of running the streets with all these women. And, you know, then went on ahead and called in, and I want you to make me an honest man. Make an honest man out here. But no, seriously, the right woman really can, and I'm being man enough to say it. The right woman can lock me down as long as there's an understanding. And see, here's the thing: my mom raised me a certain way. You don't have to be in the kitchen barefoot cooking and all that kind of stuff. Because see, first of all, I know how to cook. You ain't got to iron my clothes. I iron your clothes and my clothes. Cause see, I know how to iron. You know what I'm saying? I'm a clean house and take care of things. You understand? And see, you know, when you on the road and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, baby? And you on stage in the meals like you was the other night, looking like a piece of steak, just rump roast, looking good the way you was the other night. You get off stage after being on them heels, baby, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Your feet going to need to be rubbed. And see, not only is your bath water going to be ready, is your food going to be cooked, but your feet are going to be rubbed
can't
as well.
Do that right now, man.
So as I get on my knee,
I'm in love with you.
And I say this right now, live,
really
on the Trey Love show.
For you, with me.
Yolanda,
I mean,
Whitaker, Louis Trey Love just asked you for your hand in marriage.
That's the way I feel.
Will you marry me, Yolanda?
Hope you feel the same.
Real!
Did she laugh?
She told me.
Houston.
You are insane.
I'm saying, remember, like, when Bobby said, hey, I wanted her, and, like,
that's
now.
What he is.
Somebody caught that joke. Somebody caught that. Like, yeah, I got my prize. So, darling, you have a wonderful night. I'm going to get to work on getting these diamonds, and go. I saw a crib in Malibu today. We'll go by and look at it probably on the weekend, okay?
Yes, love, I'm ready.
Okay, baby girl. Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, before we continue, I got to bring my boy on the line, but right now my heart is really touched. Y'all don't really understand how I feel, like, right now on the inside, because the woman of my dreams, she said yes. It's official, y'all. I'm off the market. Me and Yo-Yo is engaged, so, dang. I heard Heavy was on the line. Is he still there, Carla?
He is.
Okay, Heavy. What, Heavy, did you hear the good news?
Oh, man, don't do it to me, man. 20 kills.
Hey, Heavy, remember when we met Yo-Yo back in the day? Remember we went to the concert, right?
I remember, but I ain't know it was going to come to this.
That nigga Heavy stupid. I ain't know it was going to come to this.
For real, we wouldn't even went to the Arabian Night Festival. If I knew we were going to come to this, Trey, come on, man, it's 20 years.
Man, it's Yo-Yo, man. Come on, hey, player, it's Yo-Yo.
I'm happy for you, but you're breaking the creed.
I'm happy for you. Nigga, I'm crying over here, boy. Hey,
congratulations.
He said 20 years.
Congratulations, man.
Don't say it like that.
Because I got to be the one to throw the bachelor party.
You already know. Hey, Heavy, I seen Rick the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Rick Ross. I went to see him the other night. I hollered at him. He told me to tell you what's up and everything.
Oh, okay. Tell him I said what's up when you see him again.
You know, he had a show out here.
Oh, okay, that's what's up, man. I'm supposed to come out there pretty soon, man. It's just that I've been backed up. You know, Christmas coming, so it's a lot of women I got that need gifts.
Hey, Abby, let's roll right into the subject. Do any of them women make more money than you?
Well, this is what I was saying. You know, I never really ordeared that situation where a woman was making more money than me, but I do have women that make money. So,
I do have women that make money.
Okay. You know, so it's kind of hard, but they do as I say, not as I do. So it's kind of like, you know, what Yo-Yo was saying, it's like it's a game. It's a game of love that you got to play, man. If you don't play that game to the fullest and be willing to be ready to settle, man, don't even try that game, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not for everybody. Because you actually playing with somebody hard in emotions, man, that could be something real drastic.
You ain't never lied.
You know, it's not like, you know, feelings don't come back, you know. You can have all the material things in life, man. You can have anything in this world, possibly, that you want. The hard part is keeping it.
I got Yo-Yo. You right, because I got Yo-Yo.
You see, now you got Yo-Yo. Now you got to do see what it is that you have to do for Yo-Yo to keep Yo-Yo.
I ain't worried about that.
That come with quality.
That woman. I'm gonna give her everything she ever thought she wanted.
Yeah, that come with quality time. I'm not talking material. You know,
got much material.
Yeah, so you got to do the quality time. You have to do the trade love. You got to pull that Gilroy on her.
Man, let me tell you something, man. It took me a long time to get here, and I'm gonna be totally honest with you, man. I know it's dang, y'all that feedback, is that just me? A lot of feedback when I'm talking, but I want to say this, man. I'm dedicated to this. This woman is everything I thought I ever needed in my life, and I'm willing to go on and how they say turn it in for this one, Heavy, for real.
Okay, and that's good, just as long as you do good by her, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always like, you know, the men, you see, women had a sense of being diversified. They like different stuff. We simple and plain.
Right.
you know, we give me some of that, give me some of that, leave me alone.
Right.
A woman ain't like that. You know, you got to nurture, you got to nurture a woman, man, because, you know, women come in different angles and they come different ways, and her attitude today ain't going to be tomorrow.
Right.
I'm dead serious.
You too much. All right, I think we got some more callers on the line. Hold on 1 second, Heavy. Let me see here. Let me get with Knight Rider and see what's cracking. Yo, I swear, y'all, every week the show always go like this. I be having music playing, but we be having a good time. Oh, I think I know who that was. I got you on that. So go ahead. I think, do we have another caller in queue? I think we got another caller on the line. Oh, that's good. I see what you did. I see what you did, Knight Rider. I got you. That's good looking. Hey, I just want to shout my program director out, y'all. Miss Carla EOTM Simpson, you are the bomb, baby. Ain't nothing like you in the whole wide world. You are much appreciated for what you're doing. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all make sure, family, support this entrepreneur on the move, man. This young lady, Carla EOTM Simpson, is a young black female, and she's taking charge and put people such as myself on the map. Yo, Trey Love would not have the Trey Love Show had she not given me this forum and opportunity to make sure my voice is heard. So I got to shout out my girl, Carla EOTM Knight Rider Simpson. All right, with that being said, do I have another caller in queue? My sister's still here. Let's go and get the family back involved. Jade, did you just see your brother get engaged?
Yeah, I heard you get engaged.
He's so stupid, Jade. So, it's befitting, right, Jade? After all the stuff I've done, you know, it's befitting that I marry Yo-Yo, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know her. You know her better than I do, but at the end of the day, as long as you're happy, then I'm happy. It's about happiness. I mean, you only live once, so, you know, live life.
I'm gonna marry Yo-Yo. I really don't think there's any other happy I could get. Like, that's real talk. I hear y'all over there. Y'all act like y'all scared. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Yo-Yo is my dream come true. I don't even care. I'm gonna show y'all how this works. I'm gonna be with her forever. We're going to have kids, we're going to have real estate, we're going to have land, we're going to have farms, we're going to have everything, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to be blazing the red carpet, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how we're going to do when our films and our albums come out. So y'all really need to pay attention to what's going on around here, y'all. I'm saying.
That's good.
I'm going to tell you what this is. This is a power move. You understand what I'm saying? This is kind of Jay-Z, Beyonce, kind of like Will Jada. You know what I'm talking about? This is a power. This is a Michelle, Barack Obama type. This is a power move. You understand what I'm saying? I want all y'all to know that. Look at
well,
me. I'm putting it out
there. People doing that since the dawn of time. I said people have been strategically doing things like that since the dawn of time, so...
Exactly.
If it's a power move, go with it, you know. And if you love her and she loves you and it's gonna work out, then I'm happy for you. I am. You said you wanted a son. I mean, I don't really know. Y'all didn't want the name to die.
Like, my business out there. Hey, Jay, putting all my business out there. Jay said you wanted a son. And you know what, Jay? Have you seen Yo-Yo's eyes? You know I have. You know
I just googled
my eyes,
her. I was like, oh, she has beautiful eyes. And I was saying, I didn't remember. I told you I didn't want your name to die. Because when I told you that a few weeks ago, I was like, if you don't have a son, your name will die. Like nobody else would be Lewis anymore. So.
Man, me and Yo-Yo finna have a baby together and everything. Wow.
Oh, gosh. She sounds like she's already pregnant. Can you get her pregnant from where you are now? No, she's not pregnant yet.
I'm going to lie. Don't you worry about me getting her pregnant. That's me and her. Me and her got that all worked out. We got that all worked out.
Oh, God. I just don't want it. I don't need details. I know how babies come to the world. I'm not that young.
Speaking of babies, you got to get you some going, too.
About three years, maybe.
I'm waiting on Knight Rider to get the one track ready for me. Y'all know what it is, but once she hit me back on the Insta saying she got it ready, we're gonna crack it. But I am really excited though, man. I mean, for real, y'all think it's a game, man.
But
I'm gonna marry Yo-Yo. Wow.
Back on the topic at hand, I really do appreciate a lot of the things that were said because really. When you get into these types of topics, everybody has their opinion, and, you know, it's a lot of gray area when you're dealing with topics such as this. But when you start to get all these different opinions and all this different feedback, people can pick and choose from what's being said and you know, kind of make something, you know, a reality or something good for themselves out of it. So I can really appreciate hearing the whole, you know, people get controlling when they get money or, you know, some people – tend to get comfortable and forget, and or some people just cheat or whatever. So, I mean, I could really say big up to that.
Got you. Okay, Jay, check it out. Everybody, one of my – actually, honestly, this young lady is like my BFF in L.A. She's been such an assist to me, a help, a friend, a confidant, a mentor, a networker. I mean, an all-around just – man, just this girl has helped me so much. Ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of mine and yours, Edge Light Entertainment CEO, Queen G on the Queens of Internet Radio. Y'all welcome to the Trey Love Show. My friend and yours, sister of platinum seller record artist, Tyrese Gibson, Shanta Queen G Gibson.
What's up, Trey?
Did you hear the news, Shanta? I'm engaged.
Man, you know I heard the news. You know I heard the news, Trey. First and foremost, make sure you have, like, 10 seats available for Edge Light and her staff and crew at the wedding. I want to be on the front row, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, another thing is I want to go with you to pick out the ring. I kind of got an idea what kind of face you got, you know what I mean?
Shantae, check it out. Hey, Shantae, for real, you know me from the ground up. Is this, like, amazing? I am engaged to Yo-Yo
it
now.
Is. It is amazing. It's so amazing, man. I'm so happy for you. I heard the proposal, the whole nine on the air, man. That was crazy, yo. Hey, I did want to say something. I got a yo-yo story, too, man. If you
if you're still listening,
yo-yo, I actually met yo-yo at this party. MC Light was opening up a boutique in the Valley. And Yo-Yo was there. She came through, man. She is the sweetest lady.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Just, oh, my God. She is such a sweetheart. We took pictures together, everything. I don't know if she remembers me. I didn't introduce myself as Tyrese's sister or nothing. You know what I mean? But I just
stepped
into the building. And just, I mean, her presence is amazing. So you have a good judge of character. And congrats again. That was crazy. The proposal, man. I heard the music in the background, everything. It was just real crazy.
I gotta get Carla. I gotta get Carla props. And you know what, Shantae? I think this is gonna be easier for women to work with me now because they're gonna know I'm not trying to have sex with him anymore. Like, oh, he doesn't want to have sex because he's no. Because I'm letting all you heifers know, like for real, I ain't even flirting with y'all no more. Like for real,
like, so
I ain't even playing with y'all. Like, don't be like,
you
don't
are
get mad.
So
cause,
funny.
Like, what? I used to flirt. Like, I used to have fun with y'all, so y'all can still enjoy me, but at a distance because I'm married now. Okay.
Hey, Trey Love, I got two more orders of business real quick, man. I know you got like a gang of callers in, so I don't
want
to take up. But yeah, yo, I wanted to get in on the subject matter. I just think this is my opinion, you guys, only my opinion. I am one of the EOTM hosts, so it does not reflect everybody else's opinion. But I will say that I just think the cheat nature is in the man's nature. I really believe that because I'm a powerful woman. I've made the majority of the money. You know what I mean? All of that. I've been in positions where I'm that successful woman that men date. And I think they're very intimidated. That's one thing. And then the other thing is no matter how beautiful you are, no matter how powerful you are, any of those things, I just think it's in a man's nature to cheat. Like, seriously. Like, every man that I've been with has cheated. It's no love loss. Is no, you know, I don't hate men because of it. It's just y'all be just cheating, you know what I mean? Seriously.
I don't agree with you. I do not agree with you. I do not agree with you, and I'm tired. I'm tired of all you haters. I'm sick of you haters. You understand what I'm saying? We used to be friends up until this radio show right now, okay? I just got engaged, and you want to sit here and say that all men, I'm trying to get y'all to understand. I'm finna show y'all.
Nah.
You know what? I'm going to close down my Facebook on y'all. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to put a Stedman Graham on y'all. I'm going to set down my Twitter. I'm going to do a Stedman Graham. You see, Stedman don't have no MySpace, no Facebook, no Twitter. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to back it up. This is my last comment, and then I got a special surprise for you too, Trey.
Okay.
I'm going to back it up by saying I think only when a man is wounded do they get it together and they put that cheating thing aside. And you've been wounded, you know what I mean? You've been through a lot.
Oh,
in a relationship.
Hold on. You know you my friend. I done told you. Hold on. I want to sing a song on that one. And this is to my ex-girlfriend. Woo! This to all my exes. Y'all ready? This is to all my exes. I'm singing this song real quick. My ex-girlfriend, girlfriend is a hoe.
Oh, my God. Hey, Trey. Trey. Hey.
No, I got one more song. Hold on, let me sing. Let me sing one more song to my ex-girlfriend. Hold on, one more song, one more song. Here you go. Here you go. Y'all listen. This Trey Love Live is my song. I want to sing this to all my ex-girlfriends. Here you go to all my ex-girlfriends. I want y'all to listen. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U, baby.
Hey, Trey, hey, listen, this is my surprise, and it's the perfect thing that you sang that song real quick. I got my new artist. I want him to give y'all some love and really show you how, you know what I'm saying, some singing goes. You feel me?
Welcome to the Trey Love Show. And I'm going to
put him on real quick.
Anybody
his name is
is part of the camp, baby.
That's what's up, Trey. I appreciate the love. His name is Corin. He's fresh out of South Carolina. He's a Southern artist. I want him to do something for y'all real quick. If this is in honor of your, you know what I'm saying, your moment. Dude, you just got engaged to Yo-Yo. I got to put him on real quick.
Hey, what's going on, Trey Love, man? What's going on?
Hey, man, welcome to the Trey Love Show, family. Welcome to, and you know, hey, you know if you were, like, you know your family, right, fam?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I just want to go ahead and start by saying I was listening to your show earlier and the way you went ahead and proposed to Yo-Yo. In my mind, I was thinking, like, you know what? I just found somebody to look up to because I was cool.
Hey, man.
Oh, I
man.
Like
thank you.
You
know, it's a dream come true, bro. I mean, for real. She said yes, bro. That's all to it.
Definitely, definitely. So I guess this is in honor of your engagement.
Thank you.
Earth angel, would you be mine, my darling dear? Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, fool in love with you, 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 earth angel, when I adore. I love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool, fool in love with you, with you. And I'll do that's the honor of your engagement.
Young brother, hold on, you ain't saying nothing right now. Hey, everybody clap it up for this brother. Hey, clap. Everybody, I want everybody to start clapping. Clap through the phone. Clap, clap, clap.
I want to say thank you for my song. If I could, I would throw my panties across the phone lines.
Oh. Hey, my sister trying to throw you panties, dog. Jay, now you know you my little sister. Don't get effed up.
Don't
get effed up, Jay. Don't try to watch my cuffing. But like honestly, Jay, you still my little sister. Don't get your neck broke. But hey, this brother, hold on. We gotta stop the presses. Brother, say your name, give everybody your Twitter, and again, before you say anything, Trey Love wants to say, y'all heard it here first. Shantae Gibson, sister of Platinum Seller Recording Artist, A-list actress Tyrese Gibson, she always brings the best talent. She discovered me, baby. You know what I'm saying? And that's the credit I give her, because there would be no Trey on EOTM Radio. There would be no Trey on CSI. There would be no Trey's presence in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California. And you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now if it wasn't for that young lady. So to this young man, I say to you, make sure that you be loyal to this girl, because if you're good to her, she'll be good to you, Church. Now give everybody your name, Church, and I want you to tell everybody where they can follow you on your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace, because, Negro, you are talented.
Well, my name is Corin Roll. I was born in Miami. I live in South Carolina. My Twitter is...
Hey, Jay.
My Twitter is The Next Celeb.
Hey, me and my sister started hollering, bro. That's where we from. My sister was born in Miami. Well, my brother was born in Miami. His sister born in Hollywood. So you're a homeboy too, man.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Everybody can follow me on Twitter. It's The Next Celeb, D-A-N-X-T, Celeb, C-E-L-E-B. I'm on there. And then you can follow my Facebook. It's Cornroll, K-O-R-E-N, space, R-O-L-L-E on Facebook. And, you know, just go ahead and if you want to encourage me, keep it moving, you know what I'm saying, you can write me, and I'll be trying my best to respond because I can use all the feedback that, you know, everybody's willing to give me. So.
Well, brother, I'm going to say this.
I've been in the industry pretty much all my life, man. And I mean, I do my thing on different levels with singing, acting, rapping, and, you know, just writing, producing, directing, entertaining on a whole nother scale. And I'm going to tell you, bro, I haven't seen anything on how you physically look, but if you look anything like you sound, and with the lady you got backing you up, I guarantee and I promise, as long as you do one more thing, you put the grand architect of the universe, your Lord and Savior, in his respective place, which is first and foremost in your life, and should be head over each and everything you do, and I guarantee success to you, young brother. I guarantee that.
Definitely. That's first and foremost, I have to give a shout-out to the one and almighty, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be here. You know, he decided to put favor on me, even though, you know, it was the thought. He could think about it and it happened, but still it's the fact that he took the time out to think just for me. So I definitely have to give praises to him.
All right. Hey, now we got so many callers on the line. Hey, Sean, real quick, baby, love you, Mom. Thank you for your time, and he's a hot thing, Sean.
Oh, you like him, man?
Oh, man. Oh, man. We going you know, hey, and since he's here, I know you say you got him in town. You know, you know, make sure you come through and have him I'm trying not to cuss. Have him come through and holler at your boy, because, man, we're going to do some church. We're going to have some church. You know
oh,
what I'm
for
talking
sure.
about? We don't really.
I know you got to go, Trey, but can I say wedding singer?
Yeah, because I got like five callers.
Wedding
like
singer.
Wait, hold on. You want to do the wedding singer?
Wedding singer. That's all I got to say.
No.
I'm out, y'all. Thanks for the time,
all
Trey
right,
Love.
Sean.
Congratulations.
Thanks, please.
And I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, man.
All right, baby. Stay tuned. Appreciate you.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, family. It's been brought to my attention by the Night Rider that we got a whole bunch of folks in queue. My cousin Vic should be on the line. Jeremiah's on the line. Yo, what's up, Vic? Pimpin' of the week. Tell him what happened the other night, baby. Tell him how it happened when we say the name Trey Love out the door, cuz.
All right. First off, man, you know, I got to pay homage to you, man. Every time, you feel me, trying to get through. I'm not lying. This is my fifth time trying to call you, man, to get through. But, hello? You still there, right?
I'm right here, cousin. Oh, handle your business.
All
right,
man. Yeah, so I go up in here. My cousin, man, you know, he getting interviewed by Snoop Dogg, by Ice-T, by Bishop Magic 9-1, and the list goes on. And I go through, and they're like, they say no to me at first. They're trying to charge me $100 to come up into this place. I'm looking at them like, they crazy as hell. I'm like, my cousin, he's an actor, Trey Love, he's up in there right now. They're like, oh, wait, Trey Love, you with Trey Love? I'll come up in here, man. No problem, no sweat, no nothing, man. I'm up in there, smooth breeze, man.
Oh,
I see my cousin, man, doing his thing as always, man. That's that Playboy comedy right there, man. I heard you got married, though, man. Congratulations, man.
Hey, he done put the ball and chain on me, man. Hey. You know what? I might as well be married because I'm through messing with any other women. I'm not even. I told even my friend girls I'm not even flirting with y'all no more. So yeah, I'm officially off the market because I am engaged to the one and only Grammy nominated gorgeous, you know, Miss Yolanda Whitaker. And it's I'm blessed right now, man. Out of everything I ever could have wanted in life, the desires, man, to actually have a woman in my dreams, man. It's official. You feel me, cuz?
Hey, I'm happy, man. Just invite me to the bachelor party. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my boy Heavy. I don't know if he's still on the line or not, but I'm gonna tell you like this: we from Miami, big boy. And I'm gonna tell you something, bro. It ain't gonna be no after party. I mean, no bachelor party like Trey Love bachelor party. I promise you. Mine gonna be. It's gonna be official. It's gonna be official. I'm gonna tell you like this: they're gonna be hanging off the roof at my bachelor party.
Already, man.
So, see, we're going to check it out. We're going to have, at my bachelor party, we're going to have a bachelor party / funeral because at the bachelor party, we are going to bury the Playboy of comedy. Trey Love is still going to be very much well and alive, but the Playboy of comedy, the fact that, you know, he's on lock and he, you know, will no longer be available to the females like that, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have to be faithful. So, you know, at this point, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have to go ahead and bury a Playboy comedy. So it's going to be, and that night, it's going to be hot because we're going to have them everywhere. We're going to have, you know, them big round browns. You know what I'm talking about, cuz? Them big round browns.
Nah, man. Thicker than a Snicker, bro. I preach.
You ain't never lied, boy. They're going to be so fly up in there. Hey, so, man, talk to the people about the subject, man. How do you feel about a woman making more money than you, bro? Holler at me about that.
Woo! You know, I mean, I really can't I can't be mad at my girl if she's making more money than me. My reaction, I would love to make more than my wife, but I mean, if she's making more than me, if I'm paying rent, if I'm doing things that I'm supposed to be doing with my money and I'm financially stable, I don't mind if she makes more than me. I mean, it won't mess with my ego or anything like that. As long as I'm doing my contributions and I'm doing my things that I'm supposed to be doing as a man and taking care of my wife, whatever, as long as I'm taking care of her and I'm doing my responsibilities and I have money for myself, I have no problem with it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, see, you know, my thing is, and I'm glad that you said that, because my thing is it shouldn't matter at all. And see, I think that people put too much emphasis on what's not, to me, in my opinion, real. What's real? What was before money? You understand what I'm saying? What love is before money. You know what I'm saying? What was before all this, you know what I'm saying, all the other things that really don't mean nothing? When it boils down, man, the truth of what love is not a dollar bill, man, you know? I mean, when you love somebody, I mean, my mom and dad and my sister, she doesn't know about this part, but I know that when I was born, my mom and dad were living in a room, and my first crib, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, it ain't no punk, right there in Chicago on Prairie Avenue. My first crib where I laid and slept was in a drawer. My mom and dad joke about pulling out a drawer and having me wrapped up sleeping in a drawer. They didn't have money to get me a crib. You understand what I'm saying? But before my mother passed away, my sister can attest to this, my mother's net worth was $1.3 million. She did not make that money by herself. She and my father made that money together as a team and as a unit. And I think that what happens is, especially here in L.A., people are so damn superficial that they're into what's happening right now. Nobody wants to build and grow and grind. But, see, that's where Trey Love is different, and that's where I'm changing the game. Because, see, y'all don't know what you're listening to right now is major and what's happening. Y'all heard we just had Yo-Yo on the line. Y'all hear we got Shantae Gibson, Tyrese sister on the line. Y'all see we got Don Whitaker's sister on the line, you know, sister of Yo-Yo on the line. Y'all don't understand. Look at my pictures, baby. We make amazing things happen. Trey Love and EOTM are combined forces to make sure that we put the best in media, entertainment, music, film, and all types of stuff out there. It's so many things working out right now that you guys aren't even aware of. But guess what? Before it gets to where some of you will acknowledge us, like right now, what they think they're doing. I'm going to tell y'all like this. You can sit here and say what you think we're doing. Over the next, I give anybody that's doing internet radio, music, TV, whatever you're doing, I give you 3 years. Let's battle. Let's challenge each other. I'm down for some friendly competition. Let's see where you at in 3 years, and let's see what Trey Love and EOTM at in 3 years. That's my thing. Because when you are willing to build that, myself and EOTM are willing to do together, you'll be surprised where you can go. So what I want to do at this time, hold on, I got to read a statement. This is from Carla EOTM Knight Rider Simpson, y'all. She said, she been hit me on the instant message, y'all. She wanted to talk, but she's just so excited, man. I'm excited because we got so many callers. She just wants her statement to be read. This is Carla's statement, everybody. She says, my statement in regards to your show, the reason why men cheat on women that make more might be a way of him to restore his gender identity. Carla, girl, I just read this live. I ain't even read it out loud. Carla is too much in gender identity. I think, you know what, Carla? I think I could. I might have to agree with you, yo. Because I mean, it's like, why has it got to be a compliment if you make more money than me, baby? My thing is, go on and get the money, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because I know when it comes to gender, I'm just saying, even though y'all can't have it no more, it's only going to belong to Yolanda, but let's just say, you know, for the gender part that I got, you know, hey, all I'm going to say is I'm Indian, and y'all know we swing low. What's that, trying to jump in and get a little something?
I just want to say something real quick, and I'll just jump right back off. It kind of comes down to, like, society puts so much on men to make more money, and I think that's where a lot of that problem comes from, too, when a woman does make more money than a man. On both parts, you know,
All right, y'all, I like to play my music, y'all. The music is what sets the Trey Love move, but, man, y'all be calling in so much. I even got to put somebody on. I'm trying to get my songs played. You know what? We're going to go ahead and let Jeremiah. Jeremiah, go on and jump in. Go on and jump in, Jeremiah.
Trey Love, what up, man? You know what it is, man. It's your boy Jeremiah, man. You know what it is, man. It's your kinfolk, you feel me? Chicago room with it, though. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm
talking about? Hey, you can tell when my friends call into the show, can't you? They like,
Trey Love, right? You already know what it is, man. 10 toes to the ground, pimp. Hey, look, man. look, man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Put my knee in their back and their butt on the track, you dig? Look, man. Hey, love, what up, baby? I seen you getting blessed by the Don Bishop. Much blessings, you feel me? But to get to the question, you know what, Daddy-O, it really shouldn't even matter. If she make more than me, you feel me? Because, you know, I mean, truthfully, you know, if you building the empire together, it really shouldn't matter. Oh, you know, I put more gold bricks down than you did. You feel me? You guys are building an empire together. So once you build that empire, you feel me, my boy, you can take over the world. You dig? Oh, boy.
You got you. Hey, well, Pimp, Touch Tabernacle, I know you seen me get blessed by the bitch, but I want to say this to you, Pimpin. You should have seen last night at the Players Ball, baby. It was Snoop, Money Q, Green, Diddy was there, baby. You know what I'm saying? All the real pimps and players, you know what I'm saying, from all over the nation came through, baby. I'm talking about we pimped it up. Oh, damn, you understand what I'm saying? They was pulling out their cock and putting it in a pimp sock last night. You heard me, baby? You know what I'm saying? It was pimp up whole down around this motherfucker. Let me stop, baby. Y'all see the baby, was Touch. Baby, we had Touch last night, man. We had real live chats last night, y'all. It was real peaceful, man. Blessings to just be around the bishop and all them players, man. Kenny Red and everybody, man. It was just real, real big, man. We got some real nice footage, you know what I'm saying, some real nice pics. And I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, calling in with your opinion. But what I got to do, y'all, I got to get my music out because the show is about to go on and close in the next 15. So before I go on and get it cracking, Knight Rider, you got my Gucci ready for me? It's about that lemonade, baby.
I thought it was
Haterade.
Hey, now I got another one, baby.
Yeah. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow rims. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain.
Yellow
living room set. Lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl. I'm sitting on kicks, no 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemma. My wife is Georgia Beaches, but you look more like a lemma. Sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause codeine serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Sitting up, I'm to go and right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Lemonhead, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm sipping, wearing Renan, that's it, I won't chill on. I'm smoking grits and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
Yellow home, yellow home, you know you a scary cat. No sleep for two
Gucci mic. Niggas know they in trouble. Green eyes, red light. Caution, Gucci rock, yellow. Gucci, Gucci.
Man, welcome back to the Trey Love Show, man. We got everybody on the line, man. Look, I just got to go straight into it, man. You know, the time is wrapping up. Y'all, we ain't got but 10 minutes left, and y'all know I got to take it home with a very special lady. So if we got any callers in queue, go ahead and let them through, Night Rider. Just go on and say their name, whoever you are. Welcome to the Trey Love Show. Before I let them in, though, I just want to say clean music, y'all. My main man said money ruins everything. If it's real love, money should not be everything to not mean everything to anyone. All right, cool. That's what Mr. Clean Music had to say. Y'all join him on Facebook, man. He's a Trey Love supporter, good friend of mine. So whoever's on the line, go ahead and jump in. What's up with you?
Location is big enough to hold as many people as you want to get there. But you know, if you get up,
I'm right here with you, Night Rider. What's going on? Yeah.
Okay, I'm not for sure, but we do have your attorney on the phone.
Okay, are you there, Ms. Clark, Attorney Esquire, Arteria Clark? What's up with you? Where you at? I'll let your boy.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, girl? Everybody, welcome to the Trey Love Show. My attorney and should be will be yours. Black female attorney, y'all. You see how I roll. I don't deal with nothing but the best. Got a black female attorney in the building, business partner. Help him watch my paperwork and keep me out of jail, child support, and all that kind of stuff. Welcome to the show, Arteria. Hey, and I'm going to just let everybody know, like I said, we're not just about entertaining and playing games. We are also about giving legal advice. So go ahead and jump in, Arteria. Talk to the people. Tell them where they can reach you. And just go ahead and talk about the subject once you finish, because you're a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? And I know you probably be dating them dudes. Do they cheat on you? Because you got that good, don't you? You got that good. You got that good, girl.
No, I just think that one of your callers said before that women are never satisfied, but I think that also men are never satisfied. And I think that it's just in our basic nature to want more than what we have. I mean, look at people like Eva Longoria Parker and Halle Berry and other people that you've seen in the news. Like, people you'd never think that somebody would cheat on those women, you know, they are successful, wealthy. And, it happens to the best of us. And I think that, you know, whether we're a housewife, whether we're a lawyer, whether we're, out there just doing our thing, I mean, we all stand the chance of having somebody go out on us, because I think that people just have a basic nature for a variety. And after practicing divorce law for a few years, you know, I see that firsthand.
Variety. I like the way you said that. Variety. People have a nature for variety. Well, I'm letting the world know right now, I don't care what nobody say or what nobody think. I don't need no variety. All I like is yo-yo. That's all I want.
Congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you. I'm engaged. It's official. Thank you. I really appreciate you. I appreciate you guys' support, too, all the family that are supporting me. And to all you haters that are talking about men can't be faithful, I'm going to show you. Because I'm going to be everything to you, Yolanda. You understand me? I'm going to be a man, a husband, a friend, a confidant, and I'm going to be a great brother-in-law to Don. Are you still there, Don?
I believe in you, Trey Love. And just to let your callers know, I will be available to answer any of their questions that they have from time to time. I would like to talk to your listeners about the importance of having a lawyer on your life team, people there to help, you know, guide you in the right direction. Especially when it comes to matters like child custody and divorce and love and family law matters and things like that. And we just opened up our new office, the community law firm, off of Hill and Washington Street in downtown Los Angeles. And in the meantime, I would love anyone that has any questions, feel free to call me. The number is 866-347-9247. We do office consultations. We do phone consultations. We have a network of attorneys that can help people with matters ranging from criminal defense, immigration, tax, family law, bankruptcy. We pretty much run the gamut. So thank you for having me on your show.
and I look forward to talking to your listeners later on your future shows.
Okay, thank you for calling in, and I want to say this to all of the family. Make sure, okay, I got you on the muted part. I got you on that, Carla. I just want to say to the family, to everyone, having an attorney, you know, as African Americans, you know, we have to be mindful of the things. And, you know, I'm now going into business, guys. I just want to say to the family, you know, it's not just about fun and games anymore. It's about business at this point. And when you're doing real legitimate business, there are things such as taxes, ladies and gentlemen. There's making sure that the legitimacy of your business is to the point that you don't have to worry about anybody per se come knocking on your door and taking your things away from you that you worked so hard to attain. So we need to be mindful of those. So please, I'm directing you all to go to Facebook and go to the Community Law Firm, y'all, the Community Law Firm on Facebook. From there, you can reach my personal attorney who not only does entertainment law, but everything. You know, she's helping me with different situations as far as financial assistance and everything. You know, you guys don't realize you need an attorney for a lot of things. Okay, I only got 5 minutes left on the Trey Love Show, and I got to do a special shout-out to take this home. So I want to just say to the Carla and the rest of the EOTM family, Stacey, I see you. Say two, I see you. Izzy, I see you. All y'all, much love to the entire EOTM family. Much love to Q Anderson. Much love to Edgelight. Much love to all y'all, man. I mean, that support me, lift me up, because there would be no me without y'all, and I can't express how much I appreciate it. So, Clean Music, I see you out there, boy. To all my listeners that call in, to my partner, Heavy, 20 years. Heavy, you sounded like you was hurt, dog. 20 years, but, dog, I got yo-yo. That's real talk. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We done upgraded, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my Beyonce pimp. To everybody out there, I want to go ahead and let my two co-hosts say goodbye to the people, to my cousin, DJ, to my cousin Vic. Man, I see y'all, man. I'm getting so much love. There's too many of y'all to shout out. When I win my Oscar, I swear I'm going to just have an hour acceptance speech. To my Uncle Lloyd, who's sitting right here with me watching the game. I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying? To Trey and Nick Show, all that. Jay, go jump in 5 seconds, go on and say something. Don, go ahead and say something. Carla, if you got a closing statement, say it, and then from there, I'm going to take it home. So everybody jump in. Y'all got about 30 seconds apiece.
Okay, I want to just give shout out to my big sister, Yo-Yo. Thank you for support, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for making Trey Love Day. And I'm never going to hear the end of that, but I want to just shout out everybody. Shout out to Clean. Thank you. That's my, he's everything. Anybody need tracks, get at Mr. Clean. Hit me in my inbox, and he got you. Does a little bit of everything. Just shout out to everybody, and thank you. It was a great show.
All right. Thank you so much, Don. I'm so grateful for you.
I just want to give a shout
out to
Trey. I do appreciate him having me on the show. I would really love to hear Clayton eventually. And I want to give a shout out to Heavy. Thank you for calling in. And I really just, I love being here every week. Thank you so much.
Oh, Jade. Oh, my God. My baby sister. Straight from the womb, from my daddy's nuts, baby. We're here to rock this planet. All right, Carla, go ahead and say something, babe. You've been in the wings. You've been doing your thing. You've been quiet the whole show. We need you to go
okay.
And express a little something. Night Rider, what's up with you?
Okay, number one, great show. Hilarious. I loved it. You're doing so many great things, Trey. Just want you to know that we have your back completely. Congratulations on the engagement with Yo-Yo. And for the listeners, thank you for that. Before you exit our radio page, you want to subscribe to receive alerts to all of our future shows at www.eotmradio.com. It's on you, Trey.
All right, everybody. Do you have my thing ready for me? Don't play it yet. I'll let you. I just want to know. Do you have it ready for
me,
Carla?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, to each and every one of you out there, everywhere. I tried to give as many shouts and as many names as I could today, because it is a plethora of you all that love me. And to the ladies of my past, it was fun while it lasted. It really was. Oh, I had a good time. Oh, yes, Papa was a Rolling Stone. I surely did enjoy being on the road with all of you groupies all of that time, doing the stand-up and on set of those movies, and you girls sneaking up to my hotel rooms to do things with me, like pray. You know, you were on your knees, and we were really in prayer, and you were in good positions. I appreciated the positions. I appreciate all that you ladies in the past did for me, but I say this today. You heard it live on the Trey Love Show. I am officially, I want to say this and make sure everyone knows, it's a blessed day. It's the day that you look for. They say when a man findeth a wife, a man findeth a good thing. And today, I, Lewis Trey Love Smith, am engaged to none other than Yolanda Yo-Yo Whitaker. This is going to be beautiful, baby.
Look out for the Oscars, BET Awards. We're going to be everywhere together shining. And to take me home, and I'm going to do this every week to my fiance.
That's what the Bible
declares. Jay, stupid. To take us home every single week, ladies and gentlemen, my fiance, the greatest female rapper of all time, Miss Yolanda, soon to be Smith. Take us home with it, Knight Rider. Hey, love, still signing off, y'all.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, Richie. Yo, yo, but I'm about to be played like I play by myself. But this yo, yo, with legs, I want it in nail. I'm all about a right up into the water. But I aren't the curious to handle any nail, any time, any rhyme, any flow, any show. And if you ask my producer, they'll be flying in love. The earrings I wear are called the dolphins. Check the
entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.